is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The planet Jupiter is our first destination as we hear The Shadow of Io by Return to Forever, which, due to a printing error, is immortalized as The Shadow of Lo. Come on, 1974 printer, don't you know a capital I from a lowercase l?
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextacy. That was Bob James with Pure Imagination from BJ4, his fourth solo album and last with CTI in 1977. Pure Imagination was written by Anthony Newley and the recently departed Leslie Brickus for the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Willy, Gene Wilder, sang it in the film. Bob's arrangement had him on piano and Rhodes piano in addition to conducting the orchestra, a flugelhorn solo by Art Farmer, a flute solo by Hubert Laws, Eric Gale on guitar, Gary King on bass, and Steve Gadd on drums. Before that, Return to Forever with their drummer Lenny White's composition, The Shadow of Io, from Where Have I Known You Before, in 1974. As I said at the top of the show, Io, one of Jupiter's 53 named moons, with 26 more unnamed, was mistyped low on the album cover, and the error stuck. Besides Lenny on drums, Chick Corea was on Rhodes, clavinet, and synthesizers, Al Di Meola debuting on guitar, and Stanley Clark on bass. On to David Sanborn with Straight to the Heart. Yes, to, not from.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. That was David Sanborn with Straight to the Heart from As We Speak in 1982. David played alto sax on most of the song except for soprano on the bridge. Michael Sambello played guitar, Marcus Miller, the song's writer, was on bass, Don Freeman on keyboards, including Rhodes piano, Omar Hakim on drums, and percussion by Paulinho da Costa. We'll go from 82 to 92 with Norman Brown next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
If you're spending too much on streaming services and looking to save some money on entertainment, you know, those little button things on your phone screen, just ask your grandkids.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Of all the songs the Weather Channel excerpted in their local forecasts, this was my favorite. Something Just for You by Norman Brown. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Foreplay with 101 Eastbound from their eponymous debut in 1991. US 101 in California and New York State Route 101 up the road from here both run north-south, but Eastbound implies it was written by Nathan East with his brother Marcel. Later brotherly compositions for Foreplay were Flying East and East to West. Nate played bass and vocalized on 101 Eastbound with Bob James on piano and keyboards. We heard him earlier solo. Lee Ritenour on guitar and Harvey Mason on drums. Nate also played bass on the song before that, Something Just For You by Norman Brown from Just Between Us, his debut in 1992. Norman wrote the song, which I grew to love when the Weather Channel used it in their local forecasts around the time of release, and played guitar. Nathan East, as I said, was on bass. He had the last note. Boom. Bobby Lyle on piano, Herman Jackson on keyboards, Mike Baker on drums, percussion by the unrelated Daryl Monyongo Jackson, and a horn section arranged by Benjamin Wright. The horn players were the unrelated Raymond Harry Brown, who grew up in Freeport here on Long Island, on trumpet, Reggie Young on trombone, and Gary Bias and Jeff Clayton on saxophone and flute. I don't know who played what or if they each played both. Spyro Gyra bats third in this segment with Horizon's Edge.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Tom played piano and keyboards, soloing on piano, on Spyro Gyra's song Horizon's Edge from Love and Other Obsessions in 1995. Tom's bandmates were Jay Bekenstein, the composer, on alto sax, Julio Fernandez on guitar, Scott Ambush on bass, and Joel Rosenblatt on drums. Guest musicians were Dave Samuels on vibes and marimba, and Bashiri Johnson with percussion. Get ready for David Benoit, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
The Rock Show is heard weeknights from 7 to 9.
Knock it on Dylan's door Monday nights at 9 p.m.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, David Benoit with Getting Ready. Get ready. George Benson on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Fly By Night from Standing Together in 1998. That wasn't the Rush Fly By Night. It was an original composition by Tim Heintz, keyboards and synth bass, Stephen Dubin, drum programming, and Paul Brown. We'll hear Paul on guitar next hour with Larry Carlton, but he didn't play anything here. He just produced and mixed. Stephen was co-producer. George was on lead guitar and vocals, Deshaun Jenkins on rhythm guitar, and percussion by Lenny Castro, who we'll hear again with Larry and Paul, and also with Dan Siegel. Before George Benson, we heard David Benoit with Getting Ready, one of the few songs on Here's to You, Charlie Brown, 50 Great Years that wasn't written by Vince Guaraldi. The album was released in 2000, the year the Peanuts comic strip ended and, sadly, Charles M. Schulz passed away. Getting Ready was a trio song with David on piano, Christian McBride on acoustic bass, and Peter Erskine on drums and percussion, like Lenny White with Return to Forever. Hour one will end with Acoustic Alchemy, but first, the unrelated Joe McBride on piano with Texas Twister.
Support for WCWP comes from Main Street Board Game Cafe. Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with No Messin' by Acoustic Alchemy from Radio Contact in 2003. That's about two-way radio, not radio broadcasting. No Messin' was truly, for real, no bull, written by Acoustic Alchemy's lead duo of Greg Carmichael and Miles Gilderdale. Greg, the boss, was on nylon string guitar while Miles played steel string and electric guitars. Backing them up, Jamie Norton on piano and organ, Stefan Langenberg on accordion, Frank Felix on bass, Greg Granger on drums, and percussion by Mario Argandoña. Before that, Joe McBride with Texas Twister, no messing with that, from Texas Rhythm Club in 2000. Joe played piano on his composition, Carl Hillman on acoustic bass, as opposed to Frank Felix's electric, Sean McCurry Curly on drums, and Brian Brock with percussion. Hour two begins with a song composed 30 years ago by Nobuo Uematsu for Final Fantasy IV. This is the 2021 version from the Pixel Remaster, Battle of the Four Fiends. FM and WCWP.org. Jay Rowe with his composition Top of the Tower from Groove Reflections in 2021, the year of release for all songs in this segment and the last one later. Top of the Tower is a double entendre tribute to Tower of Power. T.O.P. are the band's initials. Tower of Power of the Tower, as it were. Jay was on piano, organ, and keyboards with Bill Holloman playing all the horns, plus Andy Abel on guitar, Dave Anderson on bass, and Trevor Somerville on drums. Before that, Nobuo Uematsu's composition, Battle of the Four Fiends, as heard in Final Fantasy IV Pixel Remaster, released by Square Enix exactly 3 months ago today, September 8th. The original Final Fantasy IV came out in 1991, first in Japan, then in North America, where it was called 2. 6 was 3. Since 7, the number has been the same everywhere. And speaking of Tower of Power, there is a Tower of Babel in Final Fantasy IV, and that's B-A-B-I-L, not E-L. But enough Final Fantasy talk, let's move on to Fired Up by Pieces of a Dream. That's the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3, closing out the first of two all 2021 segments on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Their song was Faux Show, for sure, from I Told You So. It was written by Del Von, who played organ, with Jimmy James on guitar and Grant Schroff on drums. Before that, Pieces of a Dream with Fired Up, the title track to their 25th album in their 45th year, 40 years removed from their first release. That was a trio song as well, but with quadruple dipping by James Lloyd, who wrote the title track with Tony Watson Jr. Tony was on tenor and baritone sax, led by tenor, and James played piano, keyboard, synth, bass, and drum programming. Chris Harris was on guitar. Eric Darius sets off, or leads off, the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
I hate mornings.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Leading off this segment, Eric Darius with Settin' It Off.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Matt Marshak with On the Rocks. tonight's second title track, released in 2008. Said title track was written and produced and horn arranged by Carl, not Carol, Burnett, heard on acoustic bass, drums, keyboards, programming, and wah-wah rhythm guitar. Matt was on lead guitar, Michael McGuffey, not McGuffin, on trumpet, and Catis Buckingham on tenor sax and flute. Before that, Eric Darius with Settin' It Off from On a Mission in 2010. Settin' It Off was written by Eric, alto sax with backing tenor, Micah Otano, guitar, organ, drum programming, and Michael Barkoulis, keyboards and programming. Also on guitar was Nate Najjar, who has subbed for Greg Carmichael on Acoustic Alchemy's American tour. Alex Al was on electric bass, Jeremy Williams on real drums, and percussion by Jay Puente, who is not related to fellow percussionist Tito Puente. Back to 2008 for Kim Pencil. The Beatles had Here Comes the Sun, but Kim has Here Comes the Rain.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. Those were the Rippingtons with Côte d'Azur, the French Riviera, the third title track tonight and second this segment to their 2011 album. It was written by founding member Russ Freeman with his wife, Yaret Leon. Russ played guitars and keyboards. Bill Heller was also on keyboards, Jeff Koshua on alto sax, Rico Bled on bass, and Dave Carasone on drums. Before that, Kim Pencil with his composition, Here Comes the Rain, from When Katie Smiles in 2008. Katie is his daughter, and when she smiles, so does he. Kim was on piano, Kevin Turner on one guitar, Andy Woodson on bass, Reggie Jackson on drums and percussion by Jim Ed Cobbs. No, it's not that Reggie Jackson, nor is he related to Herman or Munyongo. The last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri takes us back to 2021. Guitarist Adam Hawley leads it off. Next.
Good afternoon, WCWP.
On 88.1 FM, LIU Public Radio.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
True to my word, it's Adam Hawley with Let's Get Down Tonight. We're halfway through tonight's second all 2021 segment on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was Dan Siegel with Tried and True from Faraway Place. Dan wrote all the songs on that album with watercolor cover art by his young granddaughter. On Tried and True, he played piano, organ, and keyboards with Alan Hines on guitar, Abe Laboriel on bass, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums, percussion a second time tonight by Lenny Castro, and the horn section of Lee Thornburg on trumpet and trombone, and Eric Marienthal on alto sax. Before that, Vincent Ingallo was featured on alto and tenor sax, mainly tenor, on Let's Get Down Tonight by Adam Hawley. Pieces of a Dream had Fired Up, but Adam's album is Rising Up. Rising up to a faraway place. Let's Get Down Tonight was written by Adam, guitars, plural, keyboards, also plural, and Carnell Harrell, Rhodes piano, keyboards. I told you about Vincent, but there was also Nathaniel Kearney Jr. on bass, Eric Valentine on drums, and percussion by Ramon Islas. Eric Marienthal and Ramon Islas are alumni of the Rippingtons, who we heard earlier with a song from a decade ago. Vincent Ingallo plays everything on the penultimate song of the night, which also has dancing in mind. Shadow Dancer. That's Dancer, as in the second Shinobi video game, not dancing like the Andy Gibbs song. Shadow Dancer. ¶¶
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John. That was Vincent Ingala with Shadow Dancer from Fire and Desire, Fire and Desired Up, the third song of 2021 Segment 2. Vincent wrote Shadow Dancer and played everything, including tenor sax, keyboards, guitar, and drum programming. Speaking of guitar, another guitar duo has the honor of closing the show. Larry Carlton and Paul Brown, no relation to tonight's other Browns, with Hip Pocket from their collaborative album Soul Searchin'. They wrote the song with fellow guitarist Terry O, Shane Terry O, who plays rhythm guitar, bass, organ, keyboards, and drum programming. He also arranged the song. Larry and Paul play lead guitar, and Lenny Castro makes his third appearance of the show on percussion. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Hip Pocket by Larry Carlton and Paul Brown takes us out. So long.